It's sold everywhere. It's a highly popular beverage marketed as something that's good for you. The label emphasizes vitamins and water. But as it turns out, after water, the most prominent ingredient in vitamin water is none other than fructose, a type of refined white sugar. And that makes the first two ingredients of vitamin water sugar and water, not vitamins and water. And if vitamins plus water equals all you need, then why is there so much sugar in vitamin water? The sugar content is probably a lot more than you'd suspect, too. While the label only claims 13 grams of sugar per serving, the Coca-Cola company has cleverly defined one 20-ounce bottle of vitamin water to be 2.5 servings. This means if you drink the entire contents of the vitamin water bottle at one setting, you're actually getting 32.5 grams of sugar, not the 13 grams implied on the label. That's as much sugar as you'd find in many bottles of soda, which is what led Steve Gardner, the litigation attorney for the nonprofit Center for Science in the Public Interest, to declare vitamin water is non-carbonated soda, providing unnecessary added sugar and contributing to weight gain, obesity, diabetes, and other diseases. The Coca-Cola company, however, has aggressively marketed vitamin water with the implied message that it can enhance and improve your health. But when challenged on that claim in the courtroom, Coca-Cola's lawyers made this astonishing statement, saying no consumer could reasonably be misled into thinking vitamin water was a healthy beverage. Vitamin water isn't really healthy, say Coca-Cola's lawyers. And if you think it is, perhaps thanks to all of Coca-Cola's misleading advertising that implies the beverage is healthy, then you are apparently an unreasonable person. So if you want a beverage that's really good for you, make your own juice at home. Don't make the mistake of believing the Coca-Cola propaganda that implies vitamin water is a healthy beverage. The company's own attorneys have already admitted it isn't. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for the nonprofit Consumer Wellness Center.